Maybe there are ways in which we know we've let bad habits creep in and we need to do something about it. Lent is just a great time as we look forwards to Easter, a great time to make sure that we really have repented, that we really are on that new path, genuinely following Jesus. So we need to repent. We need to acknowledge where we've gone wrong. We need to ask forgiveness for that. We need to do what we can to put situations right. We need to stop doing that. And what else do we need to do? The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. We need to believe the good news. But like with repenting, we need to make sure that we understand what the Bible means when it talks about believing. You see, sometimes people use the word believe and it kind of means that they think something might be true. Does the next bus go to Birkenhead? I believe so. In other words, I think it does, but I'm not really sure. So is that what Jesus meant when he said we must believe the good news? That we think it might be true. It probably is, but we're not really sure. No. Not a good answer. Sometimes when people use the word believe, they go a bit further than that. They mean that they accept that certain things are true. I believe that Neil Armstrong was the first man to walk on the moon. In other words, I accept that it had happened, but it doesn't make any difference to me whatsoever. So is that what Jesus meant when he said that we must believe the good news? We've just got to accept that Jesus died and maybe even rose again, but it doesn't really make any difference to us. Once again, there is one person still awake in the church, and that's Ollie, and he's shaking his head at me, and I'm very relieved about that. Sometimes when people use the word believe, they mean that they accept that something is true because someone else has told them it is, but they've got no experience of it themselves. I believe that everything is made up of atoms. In other words, I've never seen an atom myself, but scientists say that it's true, and who am I to argue with them? So is that what Jesus meant when he said that we must believe the good news? It's something that other people say is true, and we just have to go along with it. No, we've got one or two shaking heads now. There is actually a fourth way people use the word believe. There was a famous tightrope walker called Charles Blondin. Blondin's greatest fame came in June 1859 when he became the first person to cross a tightrope stretched 11,000 feet, that's a quarter of a mile, across the Niagara Falls. 25,000 people from both Canada and America came from miles away to see it. He walked across 160 feet above the falls several times, each time with different daring feats. Once he went over in a sack. Once he went over pushing a wheelbarrow full of rocks. He went over on a bicycle. He went over in the dark. He went over blindfolded. One time he even carried a stove and cooked an omelette in the middle of the rope across the Niagara Falls. And then, with this vast crowd having seen all that he'd done, he shouted to them, "Do you believe I can carry a person across the falls?" And they all said, "Yes, of course we believe you can do it." "Very well," said Blondin. "Who will let me carry them?" And it all went very quiet. In the end, the only person who would do it was actually Blondin's manager, Harry Colcord. So you see, when the crowd said that they believed Blondin could do it, they meant it in one of those other senses. They accepted that he could do it, but it made no difference to them.
Only Harry Colcord believed in the way that the Bible uses the word believe. Because to believe the good news isn't just to accept that it's true, it is to trust it for yourself. It means not only accepting that Jesus died so you could be forgiven, but actually turning from all that is wrong in your life and accepting that forgiveness. Not only acknowledging that Jesus rose again, but accepting him as your risen Lord and living for him. And following Jesus involves that. And Lent, again, is a great time to stop, to think whether you really do believe. Maybe there was a time in the past when you believed like that. You really trusted your life to Jesus. You really wanted to follow him. But now it's all become rather academic. It doesn't seem to touch your life anymore. Lent's a time to make sure that we really do believe the good news. Repent and believe the good news. And I said, Lent is a really good time to make sure we're doing those things. And actually, the two things belong together. You can't believe without repenting. If you haven't turned around from all that's wrong in your life, you don't really believe that Jesus is Lord. And you can't repent without believing that there really is good news, that you can be forgiven and given a new start. And when you repent and believe the good news, that is when you start following Jesus. Just as we heard in our reading, Jesus was walking along the shore. He saw Simon and Andrew and said, "Come, follow me." It was his invitation to them to repent and believe. And they did. And a bit later, the same thing happened with James and John. So what about you? Will you go into Lent ready to repent and believe the good news? Will you go into Lent ready to look at your life and see if there are things that you need to turn away from? Maybe things that you turned away from in the past, but which have kind of crept back in. Will you go into Lent ready not only to believe about Jesus, but to actually trust him and follow him yourself? If you are ready to do that, here's something you can do. On the end of each pew, or in a little pile in front of the music group, there are some sheets, little sheets of paper, that have just got written on them, a time to repent, time to believe. And if you want to, you can just take a moment to think. Maybe to think of something that you know you need to just turn away from. Maybe to think of a way in which you know you're not really putting your trust in Jesus. Maybe to remember that actually Jesus can deal with everything wrong in your life. He can change you. And if you want to, you might want to just write something down on there. Or you might just want to leave it as it is. You might want to draw a picture on it, something like that. You might want to do something. And then in a few moments, there's going to be a bit of music playing. And there'll be a chance to come up and chuck it in the wheelie bin. You can screw it up first if you want to. And we're using a wheelie bin because it's big. Believe me, no matter how much you guys have got to repent of, you will never fill that wheelie bin. And that's like God's love. God's love is so much greater than our need. So if you want to, you can just write something on there. If you want to, you can bring it up. You can make it your commitment over the next 40 days to really grow in your relationship. So just, it may just be that you want to kind of say, I'm just going to throw the past in that bin and I'm going to make a new start with Jesus. And if you want to do that, then when you've thrown that away, there's on the table here, there's just some little steps that have got a cross on with repent and believe. You can take away and remind you of what you've said you want to do this Lent. So don't feel you've got to do it, but if that's something that you want to do today, if it's something that would be helpful to you, then just if you want to write something on there or just take it, screw it up, throw it in there. And as you do that, ask Jesus to help you this Lent to really repent and believe so that when you get to Easter,
you will get to Easter rejoicing in God's forgiveness and your faith in him.